MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast, this is Eddie O'Day calling in from Brush Mountain Lodge. Just over the border in Colorado, so two states left to go. I'm excited about that. Rolled in here last night around 9-ish and was just treated amazingly well. Kirsten, who runs this place, is just as sweet as can be. Hugs and bells as I came in, and a pizza almost immediately, and followed up by some pasta and just good company of Tour Divide riders, racers, veterans, rookies, all sorts of people. It's been pretty cool. Very hard to leave, but it's time to get going. Got a race to go to do. The ride over from Wamsutter was brutal. After my hallucinations the night before, I had just a long ride into Wamsutter, sat there for a bit. Alex, who I was riding with, is still hunkered down in a hotel room there having issues. So I hope he's well soon. But thankfully, I didn't have any of that. I kind of hung out in Wamsutter just to give myself a little extra time and see, make sure I wasn't going to have such issues and just be out in the exposure. There seriously was not trees for a good 50, 60 miles. So I didn't want to be in that condition in that place. But everything worked out. Really, really horrible, horrible, horrible roads leaving Wamsutter for the next 30 or so miles of just washboard roads and dust and winds. The only really nice thing about it was a crosswind and it was blowing the dust from the trucks away from me, so it wasn't just straight up in my face. But then after that, it kind of smoothed out. I rode up behind a storm and I just kind of soft pedaled, took my time, refilled some bottles, kind of got a bitty plan in my head in case that storm was coming my way, and turns out it was going south, so I was kind of following up behind it, and it really didn't dump too much, so it just made everything nice and kind of tacky and good dirt, so that peanut butter and mud for once. So then I got up over the big pass over here into Colorado pretty quickly. Felt really good. Again, still feeling good at altitude, which is great where I'm headed, which is the next climb's at 10,500 feet, so we'll see how all that plays out. Got a quick try to make a quick stop in Steamboat to get some bike work done. Freshen up my drivetrain a little bit. Got a fresh kit there. Pretty excited about that. Though here at Brush Mountain Lodge, they washed everything for me overnight, gave me a set of pajamas and put me in a cabin and washed all my clothes and woke up this morning to a pancake breakfast and clean clothes. So it feels like it's going to be a good day. So I'm going to get rolling. Plan is to, again, just stop in Steamboat, get freshened up there, and then push on, hopefully late tonight. I do need to replace my rain pants, which I've not lost, maybe some rain mitts, and I broke my tent pole the other night, so I got to try to figure that out. I'll either replace the pole or pick up a bivy sack or something and go a little bit smaller, lighter, faster, because my hope is to sleep a little bit less than I have been, push later. No, it's definitely warmer, noticeably warmer, which is fantastic for me. So take advantage of that. Try to cover a little extra miles. Maybe make it down to the border a little faster than the pace has been so far. So, all right. Thanks for listening. Hope everybody at home as well. Lucky soon. Bye.